Welcome to Eastern's Here and Now. This is Dan Jackson. I'll be taking over for Jesse. But don't worry, you can still catch him on Fridays. Right now, it is Tuesday, August 23rd, and let's take a look at the headlines. The California Transportation Commission, CTC, allocated more than $2.2 billion to repair and improve transportation infrastructure throughout the state at its August meeting. The allocation includes more than $1.6 billion in funding from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act of 2021, and nearly $336 million in funding from Senate Bill SB1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. Thanks to a historic influx of federal funding and our ongoing investments powered by SB1, California continues to make major progress in rebuilding, revitalizing, and reimagining our infrastructure to support a cleaner, safer, and more equitable transportation system, said Caltrans Director Tony Tevarez. Projects in District 9 approved this week include Conway Ranch Shoulders. This project in Mono County on US 395 near the town of Lee Vining, from the junction of State Route 167 to 0.4 miles north of Conway Ranch Road, has been allocated $7.2 million for the construction phase, which includes $6.5 million in federal funding. The project will widen shoulders, install shoulder rumble strips, correct a compound curve, and improve a chain control area. This project is designed to reduce the number and severity of collisions. Fish Springs Pavement. This SB1-funded project is located on US 395 in Inyo County, near the town of Big Pine, and will rehabilitate 37.3 lane miles of pavement, install transportation management system elements, and upgrade lighting, guardrails, and facilities to American with Disabilities Act standards. This project has been allocated $2.1 million for the next two phases, plan specifications and engineering and right-of-way support. Keene Pavement. This SB1-funded project is located on State Route 58 in Kern County, near the town of Tehachapi, from east of Beelville Road to 3.4 miles east of Broome Road, and will rehabilitate 44.8 lane miles of pavement, install transportation management system elements, and upgrade lighting, median barrier, guardrail, bridge railings. This project will also rehabilitate drainage systems. This project has been allocated $4.2 million in funding for the plans, specifications and engineering, and right-of-way support phases. Caltrans Maintenance Station. This project will be located in Tehachapi at Mill Street and will replace the aging undersized maintenance facility currently on State Route 202. This project has received $20.3 million in construction and capital allocations. The CTC also adopted the 2022 California Transportation Assessment Management Plan at the meeting. The plan lays out the needs and investment strategies for Caltrans and its partner agencies to maintain the state's highway infrastructure, including pavement, bridges, and other assets, over the next decade. California's plan was the first in the nation to be certified by the Federal Highway Administration. The CTC's adoption finalizes the plan. SB1 provides $5 billion in transportation funding annually that is shared equally between the state and local agencies. Road projects progress through construction phases more quickly based on the availability of SB1 funds, including projects that are partially funded by SB1. For more information about transportation projects funded by SB1, visit rebuildingcalifornia.ca.gov or go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app for the link.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly while camping. Know camping and backpacking regulations before you go. Download the Camp Like a Pro app to find the best camping spot. Learn about campfire safety and local regulations. Store all food and scented items in a bear box or container. Keep your distance from wildlife and other campers, too. Dispose of trash properly and always secure dumpster doors. Leave your campsite better than you found it. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
And it looks like Northern Inyo Healthcare District is going to have a talk on back-to-school health for healthy lifestyles. Pediatric nurse practitioner, registered dietitians offer parent tips for developing healthy back-to-school routines. Healthy habits set children up for success inside and out of the classroom. But where are parents to start after a busy summer? Join Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Tamara Loy, Kalina Gardner, and Denise Hind on Thursday, August 25th at 5:30 p.m. as they help families tackle important topics that can build healthy lifestyles for a lifetime. Tamara Loy, pediatric nurse practitioner and mother, Tamara Loy will discuss the importance of your child getting a good night's sleep. We all know that when children follow consistent sleeping patterns, they are more likely to be attentive and productive with school activities. For parents who struggle with their child every night at bedtime, Tamara will offer tips to develop a routine to help create a calm, relaxing, pre-sleep environment. She will also talk about the key wellness exams during childhood and adolescence. These annual screenings and assessments help pediatricians and primary care providers to track growth and development, while giving parents a chance to raise any concerns they may have. Kalina Gardner, registered dietitian nutritionist Kalina Gardner, a longtime advocate for sustainable lifestyle habits, will offer healthy snack and school lunch ideas that veer away from pre-packaged, empty-calorie options. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, childhood obesity affects 19% of the youth in the U.S., about 14.4 million children and adolescents. Most children simply do not meet their daily intake in recommended fruits and vegetables. By packing healthy lunches alongside your child, parents can set the example and show their child how to properly fuel their bodies at a young age, giving a future generation a chance to live a healthier lifestyle and decrease risk for chronic conditions. Registered dietitian Denise Hind, a mother of two, will round out the evening's presentations by adding her knowledge to an open question and answer period for those parents in attendance. Denise will guide parents in finding hidden sugars and fats in their child's meals, offering tips on dealing with picky eaters, and talk about how a healthy diet is associated with improved cognitive function, stabilized energy, better attention span, and improved mood and mental health. This educational presentation is part of the NIHD's ongoing Healthy Lifestyles Talk Series. The talks are open to public and free of charge. Once again, the talk will be presented in three formats: in person at the Birch Street Annex, 2957 Birch Street, Bishop, space is limited to 15 people, and masks are required. Broadcast live on Northern Inyo Healthcare District's YouTube channel. Please note that to participate in the Q&A session, YouTube, you will need to be logged into that service. If you do not have a YouTube or Gmail account, it would be best to log into Zoom. Presented live on Zoom. For information, visit nih.org/events calendar or go to easternsierranow.com. Link's right there.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
A bill that eliminates solar panel requirements for 2020 wildfire victims who are rebuilding is heading to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk after passing out the Senate Tuesday. Assemblyman Jim Patterson introduced AB 1078 in order to include victims of numerous devastating 2020 wildfires in an exemption granted to previous wildfire victims. Without this bill, anyone trying to rebuild after a wildfire would be required to put solar panels on their home. Thousands of homes were lost in 2020 wildfires. Many of these victims already do not have enough insurance money to cover the cost of rebuilding as it is, said Assemblyman Patterson. AB 1078 will help ease the burden of rebuilding after everything they had was destroyed. This bill would apply to victims of some of the largest fires in state history, including the August Complex, SCU Lightning Complex, LNU Lightning Complex, as well as the Glass, Zog, and Creek fires. And it looks like, unfortunately, we're saying goodbye to Jeffrey Keith Galvin today. Jeffrey Keith Galvin, aged 67, died unexpectedly on August 10th, 2022. High in the beautiful White Mountains, Jeff took his final breaths overlooking beautiful Bishop and his family below. Long rooted in the Owens Valley, Jeff took great pride in the Galvin's family's deep heritage. He was proud his grandchildren were fifth generations to the valley, and when asked, he couldn't imagine life anywhere else. Born on July 14th, 1955, to Herbert and Dolores Galvin, Jeff was the youngest of their two children. He grew up in Benton, where he first learned to hunt and fish, and it was there his love of the White Mountains first took root. He attended school at Edna Beeman until the start of high school, where he transitioned to Bishop Union High School. It was during these 4 years Jeff built the foundation of lifelong friendships that he greatly treasured. These friendships became the cornerstone of his life, as decades worth of memories were centered around this special group of individuals. Jeff graduated from BUHS in June of 1973. On September 11th of that same year, Jeff had his first date with Christy Courtney. By June of 1974, he proposed to Christy on her high school graduation night. They wed on October 26, 1974, in Bishop. This October would have marked 48 years of love and commitment to one another. In 1976, Jeff started work for the Operating Engineers Local Chapter 12. It was at this time that Jeff and Christy started their family, first welcoming their eldest child, Chad, on October 1977, followed by Wendy in August of 1979. Jeff loved his children immensely and found great joy in their many accomplishments. Jeff proved to be a father figure to many, as his children's friends sought refuge in his home. He loved being the hangout house during those years, and you could always find him in the middle of the action. Together, Jeff and Christy started Jeff Galvin Landscaping in 1985, which he owned and operated for the last 37 years. Jeff ran his business with a great deal of integrity. He was honest, brutally direct, and worked with a level of detail and perfectionism most could not understand. He was an incredible operator, valued for his precision and accuracy. His customers greatly appreciated and valued his work ethic, knowing the job would always be done right. Jeff donated his time and talents to many community projects throughout the years. There were few things Jeff loved more than the mountains and deer hunting. A local legend in his own right, Jeff had the skill set and incredible patience to hold out for only the best bucks. The mountains to the east he knew better than most, as he spent a lifetime in them. The sacred traditions of hunting he learned in those mountains, he instilled in the ones he cherished the most. Jeff was a stark traditionalist. He never missed an opener on Crowley, the Mule Days Parade, camping in Belmont in the spring, or male bonding in July. Jeff loved fishing, the voice of Vince Scully, and all things Dodgers and Rams. He was never afraid of a good time, the dance floor, or a cold Coors Light. He has friends to so many, all of whom cherished his quick wit and loved his one-of-a-kind smirk. Jeff is preceded in death by his father, Herb Galvin, stepfather, Bud Walkington, sisters Denise Caffey, and nephew Dominic Galvin. He is survived by his mother, Dolores Walkington, wife Christy, son Chad, and wife Katie, daughter Wendy, and husband Nate Durr. Lastly, he is survived by his 5 grandchildren, Levi, Tatum, Taylor Durr, Leah, and Walker Galvin, who he loved with his whole heart. A celebration of life is scheduled for September 10th, 2022, at 1 p.m. at the VFW Post 484, Short Street in Bishop. Tri-tip lunch to be served. Please bring a favorite salad or side dish to share.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank our sponsors. Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Get your business noticed by advertising on Eastern Sierra Now. Visit us at info.easternsierranow.com and don't forget to download our mobile app. Eastern Sierra Now, the fastest growing news, information, and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra.